So we've got a fuse dock for, in the case of a display fuse, we have a fuse dock at the top of the file and then the HTML from the prototype at the bottom of the file.
Correct.
So that's something that, that we're ready to hand to a coder.
Absolutely right.
And we call that a fuse stub.
Correct.
Okay.
And that fuse stub can be done by anyone. You have your 16-year-old nephew of the CEO, absolutely I can use them. Because I'm going to give them, the fuse docks are very, very, they're very precise, but they're also quite flexible. So in one job I did where I was talking about the pizza delivery guy, mm-hmm. I labeled all the fuses in terms of complexity from one being the simplest, three to the most complex. He started with the ones, I started with the threes, and we met in the middle. While I was working actually on this big job, I had a friend of mine from Boston call me, tell me they'd gotten a large contract with Sun Microsystems to do an e-commerce site, but they only had a month to do with them. Well, that's pretty tight. So I said, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to spend 3 of those weeks working on the front end. And when you give it to me, I want this thing to be, the client should not be able to distinguish this from the real project. When I got it, 3 weeks later, he'd done a wonderful job. I went through the whole flip process exactly right. By now I had a prototype, so I did the markup. I wrote did the architecture with Visual Mind, and then wrote the fuse docs. And then we shipped them off to some coders in the Philippines. There were like 24 coders at that point. My brother had a CF coding shop in the Philippines. And I told him all about it. 48 hours later, those fuse docs came back to me. Now understand that the coders had no idea what they were writing for.
The finished fuses came back.
The finished fuses came back.
Wow.
Right? They had no idea what they were writing for. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that I got was, hey, Hal, we don't understand what this thing is supposed to do. I said, you're just going to trust me on this. Treat those individual pages, those fuse docs, like they were little work orders. And all you have to do is fulfill the contract that's set up by this fuse doc. And I'll take responsibility if it doesn't work. So 48 hours later, I got them back. And I stitched them together, built the circuit files and all that. And then did what some people call a smoke test. You know, you click the browse button and see if smoke starts pouring out of your machine.
Right.
And there were some things that were broken. In my haste, I goofed up some stuff. 8 hours later, we had a working application. Sent it off to my friend. He spent the weekend testing it, and they actually delivered it on time, and he actually made some money on the job.
That's one of the most amazing things to me with the whole flip process, whether it's using someone else to write the actual fuses or doing them myself. One of the really neat things that I like is if I'm doing a project myself and actually writing all the code, is I get to focus on doing all the display fuses, because there's a certain logic in doing the presentation kinds of things that you can follow through step by step, do all the display fuses, get them out, then take on all the query fuses and put on the SQL hat and solve all those SQL problems in the queries, set them aside, do all the action files and address those issues that are kind of related to behind the scenes sort of program logic that doesn't have much to do with display and doesn't have much to do with database stuff. It's just manipulation of data, sort of pure programming. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the end of the last fuse, and they're all done, and they're all unit tested. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. And then you drop them into your application framework, and it all works together. And it's almost a miraculous moment. It has such a an amazing feel to it.
Yeah, and I start off, when I get the fuse stubs, I have a little line that says, I'm such and such a fuse action and such a fuse, but I'm not implemented yet.
Mm-hmm.
That means that from day one, you've got a application that doesn't break. Now, it doesn't do anything. If, you know, you fire up the index CFM and it says, I'm, you know, whatever the default fuse action is, and I'm not implemented yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is I have developers, whether it's me or it's another person, it really doesn't matter. I go through the exact same process. I check out a single fuse, and I write that fuse, and I write the unit test for that fuse, and then I check it back in. Now, an average, a small fuse might take me 10, 15 minutes. Maybe a very nasty fuse might take an hour and a half, but that's a pretty big fuse, mm-hmm. for a pretty complex fuse, rather. Once that's checked in, that part of my application will work. So let's say that the very first thing I did was I created the login page, right, for my application. So the default is login form, something like that. And when somebody starts up the application, they see the login form, and they go like, hey, that didn't work yesterday. Now I see it. I click the submit button. Then you see, I'm such and such, validate login, and I'm not implemented yet. But over time, what happens is it's like a patchwork quilt being put together, mm-hmm. And more pieces of the application work. Now, this is very important for a number of reasons. One is that developers are notorious about overestimating how far they're complete with the project, right? We always kid about the first 90% of the job takes 6 months, and the last 10% takes 12 months.
Right.
We really never were as far along as we thought we were. The other aspect of this that's important is that managers can see it, and even maybe customers, depending on the sort of the political environment. We may want to open that up to customers and let them take a look at it. But the point is that this is something that from the XP folks call project velocity. You get to see, hey, you know what? We're processing about 90 fuses a day, and there's 800 fuses. You know, well, that's going to take however many days that is. Mm-hmm. That math is too hard for me. But this is very important to be able to tell, because one of the things that makes people nuts is not feeling they have any control over the process. And if your managers are bugging you, understand that they're bugging you for a pretty good reason. They've got a lot on the line. And the clients have a lot on the line. They're paying money for this stuff.
Right.
And so the ability to show them, that everybody, it's an open visibility project. We can really and truly see how well we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And I had kind of an extended approach to that too, that I've used to some success, that I call the Pleasantville effect. If you remember the movie Pleasantville, when they got back into black and white TV land,
right.
and everything was all in black and white, and then through various courses of events, bits and pieces start becoming colorized.
Yes, and, right.
And so what I did, and I tried it experimentally on a project at first, and it went over really well, was I took all of the images, all the image files that the designer had created for the prototype, and copied them into new files, and then I have a batch image processor, and I just turned it loose on them to turn them all into grayscale images. And so we put all of the images in the project in grayscale.
That's great.
And then as the portion of the application behind that particular image was implemented, then we would put the original color version from the prototype back in its place. And so the application bit by bit would regain its color.
That's cool.
It was kind of it was somewhat tricky. I mean, in that it's certainly not necessary to do, but it gave the client a very emotional experience.
That's a great idea.
And some depends on the design. Some designs are better lent to that kind of thing than others. But I even, for one project, it was very heavily involved CSS styles. I did the same thing with the CSS styles and made them all shades of gray. And then as that portion was implemented, then it got the color allowed back into the style sheet and went on.
Oh, I like that idea a lot. I really do. And there's the payoff to the developer too. As they get their stuff done, it turns to color, the CSS. That's very important. Mm-hmm. And it gives you closure.
Absolutely.
I'm all done with this thing. But how do we know that we're all done? Maybe I screwed up on the fuse that I wrote. That's where unit testing comes in, right?